Welcome to the Prophecy Insights podcast. This is Bro Steph. Today is Monday, August 8th, 2016. And the title of today's podcast is The Four Super Signs in Prophecy. It's been a lot going on in the last few weeks. You know, Turkey and this failed coup attempt and the unrest around the world and in our own country, just a lot going on, more than any one person can really report on. What I wanted to do is just take a look over the last 5 years and put together a list of what I think are the four super signs in prophecy over the last 5 years. Number one, super sign. Excuse me, is the USA surrenders leadership and its role as a major leader in the world. We're no longer occupying that place. Big super sign. Number two, Russia and China fill that vacuum. Number three, Turkey is now moving toward an Islamic Sharia law state. Number four, Iran is ready to go nuclear, and in my opinion, I believe they probably already are a nuclear nation. So those are the four super signs. Now let's talk about it. We'll go to number one. USA is no longer the leader in the free world. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you look around, the USA is really doing nothing. We are not helping those that are really in need of assistance. Like, look at what's happened to the Yazidis in Iraq and the Christians in Syria. They've been slaughtered and killed, and we've allowed it to happen. The United States has done nothing to protect this group of people. That's just one example. I could give more. How about Israel now is going to Russia for advice and for loan guarantees so that they can meet their weapons commitments for their military. Russia, number two super sign, Russia has become really the leader in the world now. And now nations are looking to Russia for support, for advice, and for assistance. China also has become a nation that people are starting to rely on. Israel's starting to make business deals with both Russia and China, not with the United States as much anymore. Number three, Turkey's failed coup attempt. Why was this so big? Here's why. According to Ezekiel 38, Turkey, Russia, Iran, Persia, and the North African countries or continent, North Africa, are all going to form an alliance, and then they're going to attack Israel at some point in our near future. I believe that's what's on the horizon. Now, there's a school of thought that, two schools of thought. One, that the Ezekiel war will happen prior to the final 7 years or the 70th week of Daniel. Or the final 7 years of Gentile rule and reign in this world, 70th week of Daniel. The other school of thought is that the Ezekiel 38 war will happen sometime after the Antichrist comes to power and the false peace is set up, that Daniel 9 talks about. So I'm not going to argue which comes first, but I'm just here to say that if you read Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 38 reads like our headlines today. So We have Russia and China taking the lead on the world stage. We have Turkey taking the lead with Russia, China, Iran, and North Africa in the Middle East. So we have the alliance of Ezekiel 38 that is now set up and ready to go. And we have Iran now, the fourth super sign, who really is, you know, on all intents and purposes, Iran is already a nuclear nation. They have all the fissile material to make a nuclear warhead. All they have to do is attach it to their Shahab 4 missile. And then they can reach countries that are 10,000 miles away from them. With all of these things in place, it looks like the Ezekiel 38 war is being prepared and is going to happen, I think, fairly soon. And so that's where we're at. And, you know, our Lord spelled it out in Matthew 24 very clearly that when you see these things happening, it's just the beginning of sorrows. In fact, let me go to there right now. You're going to hear a click. It's me going to my Bible. But I believe it's Matthew 24, verse 8. Let's see if I'm right. Verse 8. Yes, I'm right. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And that's what we see happening right now. We're living in the times of the beginning of sorrows. And the only thing left to happen now is the Antichrist to come onto the scene, form a false peace agreement with Israel, the agreement of death and hell. That's Isaiah chapter 28. And then the Antichrist will, after 1,260 days, will go into the temple of God, declare himself to be God, and then the wrath of God, or the great tribulation that the Lord talked about in Matthew 24, the great tribulation will start. The believers in Christ will have been evacuated off planet Earth. Noah went into the ark. Lot and his family went out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the believers in Christ will go up into the air to meet the Lord's in the clouds, where we will be with him forever. That's what's on the horizon. That's what's coming. It's time now, my friends, to really stay in the Word of God, pray, fellowship, and do all you can to spread the gospel that people can be saved. All they need to do is repent of their sin, ask Christ to come into their lives, and be willing to obey him and follow him, and they can have eternal life. We need to get that message out and get it out to as many people as possible. This is Bro Steph. My time is coming to an end. Remember, if you want to ask Christ into your life, and I hope you do, you would do it today. Go to brosteph.com. Scroll down to accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Click on that and read the information and watch the videos provided. God bless you. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. Talk to you again on the next Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Bye for now.